Western Canada. Hundreds of wildfires continue to burn in the U.S. as well. Dow down 57 points. More details, srnnews.com.
We want to hold on to the problem. Listen, peace is Jesus in us, by Jesus, through his power, providing his peace that the world cannot provide. So may I just simply do a little parenthetical footnote? If you've never said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, you do not have that in you through the Lord Jesus Christ.
For more expository preaching from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, tune in weeknights at 9 and Saturday mornings at 9 on The Truth.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. We're talking about an issue that I believe we need to understand. We need to be willing to articulate the differences in what is called a religion. That which is called Islam is not a religion. It's a philosophical, political ideology, and yet we call it a religion. And because it is called a religion, they're coming in through the guise of religious liberty, and they have made the brag since 9/11, when the buildings were blown up, about 3,000 people murdered by the Islamic jihadists. They made the brag that they will take America and use our own laws to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. Righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness exalted, that means to build up, to glorify, to honor. But sin is a reproach, that means a dishonor, a disgrace, an insult. May I say to you, we as Christians, conservatives, and patriots need to recognize what we have and what we should hold so tightly, but yet we're losing it so readily, I believe, not realizing what we have today. And further before, just before the news break, I talked about a headline, Food Bank Accused of Religious Discrimination for Retaliating Against Christian Church. It's the story about in Wyoming, where a Christian church on private land inside the perimeter of the Indian reservation simply stated, and I quote, "Faith's foundation that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven." The sermon had followed by only a short time before the Indian ritual and tribal officials erupted in rage, telling the church to leave, demanding that the church accept its beliefs, demanding that the church obtain tribal authorization to operate its own church property. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the animus, that's the hatred, that's the rejection of anything that's called biblical Christianity. Just a little nibble of a sampling of it. But here's one that's been going on for many years and still has not been resolved. Headline is on this, and it's just recently dated, the past 3 days. In Jesus' name, former Navy chaplain booted in the fight over prayer reached out to Trump. As a result of years and years and years, this Navy captain, he was removed from his post over the prayers in Jesus' name. This article reads, is asking President Donald Trump to review his case and provide justice. However, the charges that the top Navy lawyers are hiding, his dispute from Trump and Pete Hegseth, Trump's Secretary of War, it's beginning back in 2006 and move into the courts shortly thereafter. Now he's seeking a presidential pardon that could return him to his military status, restore back pay, and more. The Navy chaplain submitted a request for the consideration months ago, and then again after that there was no response. More recently, he filed a Freedom of Information Act request to find out the status of his filing, only to find that he had been told it had never been reviewed. The Navy chaplain announced about the origins of the fight. He explains it was 20 years ago when he challenged the bad Navy prayer policy that barred Christian chaplains from using the name of Jesus in any public prayer. Let that sink in for a moment. The demand was for non-sectarian prayer, which presumably could reference any deity to which no one objected to. The Navy chaplain stood near the White House in uniform to pray in Jesus' name. The result was a misdemeanor court trial, court martial. And he goes on to talk about in 2006, the Navy judge ruled that it was public worship and he could not do so in a Navy uniform, especially praying in Jesus' name. And he says, but then God intervened 1 week later after much public outrage and two polls showing 85% to 94% of the public approved of the chaplain's prayer, submitted over 300,000 petitions to Congress, and then Jay Sekulow, Alan Keyes, D. James Kennedy, so many other Christians called melted Capitol Hill switchboards that Armed Services Chairman John Warner at the time made a speech at the U.S. Senate floor September 19th of 2006, stating that he was overwhelmed by the calls and ordered the Navy to repent. And the Navy chaplain said, Congress then amended the order from the Navy, rescinding the same bad prayer policy. But ladies and gentlemen, after they amended the policy, changed the policy, and make it basically said it's okay to pray in Jesus' name, they've done nothing to go back and right the wrong of kicking the Navy chaplain out of the Navy. And it's been 20 years ago now. Subsequent lawsuit was denied by the Obama-appointed lesbian judge that heard the case. The Supreme Court did not accept his case, but ruled in 2015 that others may pray in Jesus' name. So now he's asking President Trump to intervene, give him a presidential pardon, and reinstate his back pay for the past 20 years. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a little tidbit, a little sampling of where we stand today and how Christians are put upon and how somehow, some way, even in Christian circles, there's the embracing of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, embracing a murderable way of abortion, embracing the transgender butchering of young boys and young girls and the transgender dysphoria. There's a movement today, subtle as it may be in some cases, to try to squelch anything that's called biblical Christianity and the voices of the Christians. Ted Cruz is on the cutting edge in Texas, and so also other leaders in his state, recognizing the dangers of Islam and the dangers of the socialist, Marxist, communist agenda to destroy the freedom of speech and the religious liberties that we have. Here's a headline article. Senator Ted Cruz issued a forceful statement alleging that extremist Islam factions connected to the Muslim Brotherhood are expanding their influence all over the United States. Ted Cruz described the organization's strategy as a, quote, grand jihad aimed at dismantling Western civilization from within. He further argued that these groups are working alongside the far left communist element with the Democratic Party, claiming they oppose core American principles, including constitutional governance and free market capitalism. Ladies and gentlemen, let me summarize that brief statement from Ted Cruz. We're witnessing Islam, the Islamic jihadist movement, and the socialist Marxist communist movement joining hands to undermine, tear down, and destroy the Constitutional Republic. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And ladies and gentlemen, the righteous, that's the believing society in America, Christians in America, we need to wake up, sit up, stand up, be visible and vocal and victorious in what we do. We need to stand, and part of that standing is to pray, vet the candidates, and make sure that we vote in this primary election. Because this primary election leading into the midterm election, and ladies and gentlemen, will determine, hear me, and I've said it before, will determine the destiny of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. Do you think we're in deep trouble in America? Do you think that we're embracing communism? Do you think America is embracing the socialist, Marxist, communist agenda and the Islamic jihadist agenda? Are we embracing it? What do you see? I say we are. I'm looking at a headline. It is how the West is sleepwalking into disaster because it still doesn't understand Islam. The article reads, the greatest mistake made by politicians, the media, and many Christians today is treating Islam as merely a religion rather than a comprehensive political, legal, and ideological system to overthrow America. Do you understand what I just said? This writer is so correct. How the West is sleepwalking into disaster because it still doesn't understand Islam. Ladies and gentlemen, I have talked about Islam and the dangers of Islam for the past 25 years minimum. I recall back in about 2003, 4, 5, and 6 in particular, where we had an international confrontation with Islam because of our public stand against the Islamic jihadist movement. And simply on our media board out front, we said Allah is a false god and Muhammad is a false prophet. Muhammad believes in murder, and Christianity believes in peace. And that headline made the Riyadh front page. There was a call for a fatwa coming against me as a result of saying that. The media in our city, the fish wrapper media in Jacksonville, Florida, condemned me publicly, condemned the sign, because Islam, what I was saying against Islam. Ladies and gentlemen, what I've said is coming to be factually, actually true today, to the chagrin of many. I'd like to hear an apology from the fish wrapper in Jacksonville, Florida, on what they have said. Just like now, the same media in Jacksonville and across the nation that said that everybody need to wear a mask, everybody need to get vaxxed up, not only the major vax, but a booster and a booster and a booster. And it's not coming to fruition, as I have said for all of these years since COVID hit. I've said it was false, phony, and that it was a lie, that the vaccination was not efficacious, the vaccination was not safe. And at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, we're being told otherwise, and the media was saying that. In fact, some of the media on the Communist Network News said all non-vaxxers need to be rounded up and put in jail. And what's the truth today? The truth is, just as we've said, the vaccinations didn't work. Over 1 million people in America have died. Millions upon millions will linger with maladies as a result of the material that was injected into their bodies. And ladies and gentlemen, we said the same thing about the election in 2020. And it's coming to fruition that what was called a conspiracy theory and the no-vaxxers and the no-fraud in election people are now being vindicated. Do you hear any apology from the media? Hear any media saying that you were right and we were wrong? Not on your life. They're taking a stronger stand today, embracing, ladies and gentlemen, to a great deal, the socialist, Marxist, communist that's running for office and the Islamic jihadist. I am of the opinion, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to recognize the danger ahead. And just a little illustration of how we're witnessing the subtle battle against biblical Christianity. Here's a headline that you've not heard on the Marxist news, the Marxist media. Disturbing. Coca-Cola Company faces boycott, calls for allowing Allah is King, but banning Jesus. Let me read that once again in case you didn't get the headline. Disturbing. Colon. Coca-Cola faces boycott, calls for allowing Allah is King, but banning Jesus. It's a massive article. I'm hit the high spots and then let you call in. Love to hear from you. You think Coca-Cola's right? You think there should be some type boycott? Is there a call for? Are we wrong as Christians? Coca-Cola's facing a new wave of backlash after viral videos appeared to show that the company's online personalization tool, is talking about an online AI operated system, immediately rejecting positive Christian messages while referencing Allah, Satan, and even degrading attacks, discarding attacks on Jesus advanced to the preview page. Conservative commentator, I'm not going to call the name, tested the customizer on camera after receiving a tip from a friend. In the video, phrases like, including, Allah is good, Muhammad is good, Satan is good, appeared to generate canned previews. But when the same person that was the commentator entered in, Jesus is good, the Coca-Cola site returned a rejection message. Quote, the name or phrase you've submitted is not permitted, end quote. The same immediate rejection appeared for Mary, Virgin Mary, Jesus Christ, Holy Trinity, Holy Spirit, Jesus is God, and Christ is King, according to the recording. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read you a list of the recorded messages on the statement from the Coca-Cola bottling company's personalization online tool. Then the test became even more disturbing, this writer says. When you put in Jesus is King, it was blocked. Devil is King, allowed. SWAP, back to Jesus. The name phrase you've submitted is not permitted on this site. Allah is good, it was allowed. Jesus is good, it was blocked. Muhammad is good, it was allowed. Satan is good, allowed. Virgin Mary, blocked. Jesus Christ, blocked. Holy Spirit, Holy Trinity, blocked. Holy Spirit, blocked. Yahweh is good, allowed. Jesus is bad. Jesus is evil, both allowed. Jesus is God, blocked. Christ is King, blocked. Jesus is the devil, allowed. This writer says, what are we doing, he asked after watching Jesus is the devil, said though, while basic Christianity declarations are censored. The names, phrases you've submitted is not permitted. Names and phrases may not be permitted if they belong to any bit. This is what the answer was from the Coca-Cola bottling company's online search engine. If the name belongs to a business, organization, celebrity, public figure, school, team, or other trademarks, are religious or political in nature, or could be considered appropriate or unsuitable, inappropriate or unsuitable, will not be allowed. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm amazed, and yet I ought not to be. Suddenly we're finding large corporate entities. It's been happening for years. We're just now discovering a lot of it. Large corporate organizations, companies. Some companies, if you work in a professional setting, you've got your own little cubicle with your desktop computer, et cetera, and you put a Jesus is Lord sign or John 3:16. Many companies will not allow that because it might offend someone else. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to go back to the putting the Ten Commandments in all of our schools. I believe we need to go back to reading the Bible in our school classrooms. I believe we need to go back to having prayer every morning in a classroom. I'm less than 100 years old, but in my era, we had the pledge to the flag. We had the public reading of the scripture, and the teacher would assign us verses of text to stand and read audibly the next morning in the classroom. Then there would be a prayer in Jesus' name in the classroom. We didn't find the mass murder by teenagers back then. We didn't find the mindset that we've got to lock guns up and disallow guns in order to protect the public because there was not a need for that. And it's because we had Bible in the classroom, because we feared God and honored God, because that was the era when you had the pledge to the flag and you weren't embarrassed or ashamed to have the flag flowing. Here's a headline. Federal Appeals Court upholds the Ten Commandments display in public schools. Excuse me. A federal court has upheld a Texas law requiring public schools across the state to display the Ten Commandments, and a 9-8 decision came down from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals reversing the 2025 ruling that it said the law failed to demonstrate a tradition of posting the Ten Commandments. The American Civil Liberties Union and other groups argued that the new law violates the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment, which prohibits the federal government from creating a state religion. But the court ruled that the requirement does not violate the right of parents or students because no child is made to recite the commandments, believe them, or affirm them in a divine origin. The law only requires that public schools and open enrollment charter schools do the display of the conspicuous copy of the Ten Commandments. I believe that needs to be a law across the land, not just in the state of Texas. I believe every state needs to have that law. Ladies and gentlemen, what I want us to understand, as one writer put it, and I'll read the headline, "The Soup to Swim In, Christianity's Huge Role in Shaping the West." And the article goes on to say how Christianity and the Christian Revolution remade the world. Gives a comprehensive account of the vast importance of Christianity for the development of Western civilization. Philanthropy, rational science, secularism, freedom of expression, universal human rights, they are all Christian innovations. The idea that each human life has profound value and the concept of equality regarding the race status and gender are derived from the belief in the sanctity of every human life, which is central to the Christian belief system. And I could go on and on. The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, we need to get back to fundamental biblical basis and realize what we're losing if we do not vote aright. Let me say again, we're in a voting time. We're in an election season. And I want us to understand the need to have something to hold on to after the election. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what America is going to do if we continue the path that we're going now. And it's because of a laxity in the hearts and the lives of professing Christians. I'm looking at headlines that says, not an oversight. The publishers and libraries are scrubbing Christianity out of the Christian story. The article starts, "A generation that does not know where their freedoms come from will not know why those freedoms are worth fighting for." A new study has confirmed that libraries and publishers are working on cleansing Christianity out of all of the American textbooks. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we need not wonder why we have a younger generation today that acknowledges Islam, that acknowledges socialism, embraces Islam, embraces socialism, but is not willing to stand for the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to understand it's because of what's been taught in our schools, not just in kindergarten through high school, but in our prestigious universities, colleges, and campuses across the nation. Here's a headline that should get our attention. Critics warn that the state bill would establish permanent Muslim privilege. Let me ask a question before I read two paragraphs of the article. Would you have ever believed that any state in America would pass special legislation to give special privilege, special recognition, and special protection to Islam? That's being done today in Massachusetts. A proposed Massachusetts bill is sparking controversy because it would create a permanent tax-funded commission to solely promote and support Islam. The controversial Massachusetts measure, Senate Bill S-2134 and House Bill H-3351, is entitled, listen to the title, "An Act, ACT, Promoting the Civil Rights and the Inclusion of American Muslims in the Commonwealth," end quote. The proposed legislation aims to establish a state, listen, to establish a state-funded commission focused on Muslims in America. Its goal includes promoting Islamic participation in all of public life and listen to this, and combating Islamophobia. Now, you know what that says? Before I read the next paragraph, combating Islamophobia. If that law passes, and it probably will in Massachusetts, it will make it illegal for any citizen to use his freedom of speech to say anything negative about Islam. That's the goal of Islam. That's the program of the modus operandi in any nation where Islam dominates. It is the modus operandi and the program today in the UK, where a person in the UK cannot openly, publicly, even online, say anything that would even be viewed as negative against Islam. They will be persecuted, prosecuted, and put in prison if they do so. A pastor was prosecuted and sentenced to 4 years in jail because he questioned Islam in the UK. That means that it would control, if this law passes, and it probably will, it will control free speech. The article goes further. The Boston Herald reports the bill would even form a commission prioritizing qualified American Muslims in Massachusetts for all jobs, for all state government, over any other residents of any different religious background. In other words, no Christians allowed, no Christians need apply, no Christians can get the job if it's in the state government in the state of Massachusetts. This article further says, CBN News managing editor of Focus on Western Islam, regarding the bill, he argues the bill violates the U.S. Constitution and Article 3 of the Massachusetts Constitution as well. Ladies and gentlemen, would you have ever dreamed we'd live to a date, time, and place where a state would want to segment out Islam, which is a wicked, evil, vile organization, wanting to kill every non-Muslim, every Christian and every Jew would be totally destroyed under the Sharia law, under the Quran, and what it says. Time won't let me get into the details of that. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray in the realization and the recognition that this time in our election process, the primary that we're in now in the state of Florida, leading into the November the 3rd midterm election, we need to vet the candidate. We need to make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that the candidate is willing to openly state his stand about biblical truth, his stand, whether he's saved or lost, his stand and willingness to say no to Islamic jihadists in our state. There's one candidate, his name is Paul Renner, that I've had the privilege of interviewing, that Paul takes that stand publicly. I'll not allow the Islamic terrorist group to come into the state of Florida and have dominance. Islamic status will not be in our state. Ladies and gentlemen, I can go further with that, but suffice it to say, take a stand, vet the candidate, be ready to vote, and go out and vote even today. Thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in to